Come, Teddy Bear, Mr. Reddit Extraordinaire, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. We're broadcasting live, and my goodness, we're waiting a long time to get this very talented brother on the show. From the legendary group Boys to Men, Mr. Sean Stockman, with his new hit single, All I Do, from his new album, Four Worlds. So on behalf of the zone and the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Mr. Sean Stockman. My brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on the new album.
No, thank you very much, man. This has been great. It's strange as this year has been. There's been some pretty cool moments too. So it's kind of like a bittersweet year, but I'm happy about the album and how it came out and the reception. So, you know, and thank you. Thank you for just being, you know, supportive of the record. And you know, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I'm going to say, I got to commend you. One of my favorite tracks on the album, Don't Spare My Heart. Lord have mercy. I said, Sean, really put his foot in now.
My man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's one of my favorites too, because it allowed me to kind of stretch out and do something I've never done before, which is create a whole acoustic record that I recorded and played the guitar and did the strings and all that other stuff. So it challenged me, you know, in a good way. So that's actually one of my personal favorites for that reason.
Well, you know what, it's always great to be challenged as an artist, because when you're able to step out on your own and do something from an individual standpoint, you're relying on your thoughts, your journey, your personal experience. And what I've noticed throughout the game, you have incorporated a lot of your personal journeys through this music. How did you feel about that as far as the end result from the album?
I felt good. I envisioned this record to sound like my first record. I didn't want it to be too deep, too artsy. I wanted people to understand me as not just the guy in Boys to Men, but the guy who, the individual. And part of that was letting people know that, yes, I do write love songs and I create those types of songs because I've done it, you know, for my group and in conjunction with my group for so long. So this is just my way of kind of giving people the formal introduction without going too deep and losing people, which is why I called the album Forward. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like a preamble to a book, letting people know and introducing everybody to who I am.
Isn't it a beautiful thing when you get an opportunity to showcase your own personal perspectives on relationships with showcasing your own talents? Because when you are quote unquote confined into a group, everything is a thought process. Everyone has to agree or disagree on what particular song is going to be put on an album. But as an individual solo artist, you say, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm vibing. And of course the single, the video, All I Do, an incredibly written song. And I wanted to get your thought process as far as on that particular single from the new album.
You know, that song in itself was written, it was inspired by my own relationship with my wife. And the beautiful thing about music is that it connects us. Like, you can see an artist that you might think is, you know, an alien from another planet. It's how you view them, because they might look that way to you, but they might write a song that connects you to that artist. That's what songs do. That's what music does. And All I Do is a statement that I believe is no different from anybody else in the world that's been in a relationship that they've given their lives to, that with someone that they truly love and respect and appreciate. and this is something that I wrote personally, but again, the sentiment is universal. I felt like this is something that anyone can go through or anyone can feel about their significant other. And as far as the visuals is concerned, I didn't want it to be, I just had the idea of taking that same concept further as far as not just making it about a relationship, but making it about the relationship we have with the women that look out for us every day, the ones that we might not have ever met, the ones that have made our lives better. Because I believe that the song is about, from my perspective, a woman who makes things better, who adds quality to a person's life, a person that builds and doesn't destroy, a woman that is a true symbol of a queen. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, not all women are queens. So this song is about those queens, those ones who really are about that life and represent it in such a way that it impacts many others without them even trying. So that's what the concept in the video is about.
I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, I had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. And I said, Sean put together a kaleidoscope of 11 tracks of soothing, thought-provoking R&B music. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And those who are tuning,
man,
shame. But the teddy bear forgives you. Yeah. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Mr. Sean Stockman. You had an opportunity to kind of marinate a little bit and kind of sit back. The finished product, because this is your baby. How do you think you did with the overall completion of Forward?
I'm my worst critic. So even though I'm happy with the songs and I'm happy with how they came out, I'm very proud of it. But at the same time, I can't listen to my music but for so long without critiquing it. So then I just don't listen to it. Once I put the music out, it's for the people. It's not necessarily for me anymore, because once I just because I know how much I put into it, I don't like, I'll always find something that I should have did that, or I wish I added that, or I wish I put this in it. You know, that type of thing. So I'm really critical when it comes to my music. But for the most part, I think I did okay. I want to do more.